morning, friends. Hello, I am Destiny. This is Kansas Public Radio, getting you into the Christmas spirit a la the Delmonte String Quartet. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. It is also Beethoven's birthday today, and if you've caught me on the evening shows, you know how much I love Beethoven. I am now your new classical friend, your music director. I know we all miss Cordelia, but she is retired and good for her. She has led a beautiful career here on the radio for sure. Speaking of Beethoven's birthday, I am so grateful to you all for indulging me. I will be playing one of his great piano concerti at the bottom of the hour, but I thought I would stick with the Christmas theme for just a little bit longer. I'm also a violinist, and one of my most favorite things to play on the radio and the violin is Corelli's Concerto Grosso No. 8, the Christmas Concerto. And it has that really gorgeous pastoral movement in it that we all recognize. So I think it's going to be a very lovely listen. Let's enjoy it together right now on Kansas Public Radio. Corelli's Concerto Grosso No. 8, the Pastoral, here on Kansas Public Radio, Musica Sacra. Hi there, I'm Destiny. When I was listening to that with you, I was actually trying to figure out if it was a live performance because I could hear some of those familiar string noises on stage. And indeed it was. We heard the applause. Beautiful, beautiful indeed. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I'm so glad you're here with me this morning. We are up to a balmy 35 degrees, although it is supposed to be unseasonably warm. We might make it up to 54 today. That would be spectacular indeed. It is Beethoven's birthday today, one of the great composers. We will listen to his great piano concerto number 4 coming up, but first, let me tell you about our really nice community spotlight this month. It's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management, to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. All right, Beethoven, his piano concerto number 4, in 3 movements, which are all quite different from one another. It's in the happy key of G major for those of you that like to know those types of things, but as we know with Beethoven, that doesn't always mean it will be happy. I'm sure we will hear some drama. This is Ricardo Chailly conducting the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin with Alicia de la Rocha on the piano here on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by Alicia de la Rocha, Ricardo Chailly, and the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. Fantastic. I've got more music for you next hour, a very special interpretation of Bach's Ave Maria to open the hour by the great Misha Majsky, and a Christmas cantata by Scarlatti. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. We're getting closer to the 54-degree mark. I can feel it, folks. I also want to give a huge shout-out to our sponsors that help keep this music on the radio today. Support for news and music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. This is KPR.
Crash test dummies collect data to make cars safer, but before they can do that, they have to be built one human-like body part at a time.
Are those faces on that shelf?
Are those faces? Those are skulls. Yeah, everything that we do has to be pretty human-like.
An inside look at how dummies drive safety on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you this afternoon beginning at 3. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. And hey, folks, don't forget Thursday night, celebrate with KU's Holiday Vespers. It's the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra right here on KPR at 7 p.m. It's going to be their 101st performance. Amazing. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. I'll be right back with you with more music after the news. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. military says it's destroyed three more small boats.
But Schlanger says Hanukkah will go on.
You know, we're heartbroken, but we still are going to light the menorah, which I just did with my children, and we're going to eat the latkes and cry at the same time.
For NPR News, I'm Jonathan Linden.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 150 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. wow, there is nothing like the cello here on Kansas Public Radio, and that's coming from a violinist. Ave Maria, beautiful, by the great Misha Maisky on cello. Pavel Gililov was on piano there. I'm Destiny, and that is one of our listeners, Sarah's favorite. Hi, Sarah, and hi to all of you listeners this morning. I am Destiny, your new music director. Pleasure to be here with all of you. Cordelia has retired, and she led a beautiful career, and we definitely miss her, but I will try to live up to her legend. I'm going to be playing some Happy Haydn for you at the bottom of the hour. And Christmas cantata is coming up. I'd like to thank some of our supporters, though, that keep this great music on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo. Hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And Nuvant House of Lawrence offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. All right, folks, back to the Christmas spirit, a Christmas cantata by Alessandro Scarlatti. This is with Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert and Chorus right now on Kansas Public Radio. The beautiful soprano voice of Nancy Argenta here on Kansas Public Radio singing Scarlatti's Christmas Cantata, Trevor Pinnock conducting the English Concert. Beautiful music. Hi there, I'm Destiny, your new music director. I will be saying that a lot this week, I guess, as you get used to my voice on the airwaves. A lot of you followed me on the evenings, and well, now I'm here in the mornings with coffee and music, and it's quite fun. So thank you to you listeners for being here with me. I've got a piano trio at the end of the hour and a Haydn symphony, which I always find to be rather chipper and happy coming up for you. We are headed towards the 54-degree mark today. I really hope. It's just above 40. I hope we get there. Indeed, I do. It's cold. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Well, how about a Haydn symphony? And while you're listening to this one, think about types of music you love to hear in the morning, and then you can let me know. I also have a Classics by Request show. I'll tell you a little more about that in a bit. For now, this is Haydn Symphony number 1. That's right, number 1, a short symphony. It's about, 15 minutes. It's Adam Fischer and the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra, right now on KPR. Haydn Symphony number 1 here on Kansas Public Radio. Adam Fischer and the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra. Fun music. Fun music indeed. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I'm Destiny. It's 10:42 and it's about 40 degrees out. We are hoping we get to 54 degrees. I also happen to really like Dvorak. I know I've been talking about Beethoven a lot this morning because it's his birthday. But Dvorak was one of my favorite composers, and it turns out, like Haydn, Dvorak had a student named Josef Suk. And Josef Suk wrote a really lovely piano trio that, when Dvorak heard it, so the story goes, he encouraged him to keep writing it because he thought it was so great. So you will definitely hear a lot of Dvorak's influence in this piano trio that we're about to listen to. I'm excited for it. First, I've got to thank one of our great sponsors again. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. All righty. Here we go. Josef Suk, piano trio. This is with the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio right now on Kansas Public Radio. Josef Suk, his piano trio here on Kansas Public Radio with the Berlin Philharmonic Trio. Wasn't that an interesting thing to listen to? I thought so. I really am not super familiar with that piano trio, but I like it every time I hear it. I hope you like it too. In fact, I would love to know what you, our dearest listeners, would like to hear on the radio. So there's a way you can let me know. You can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and navigate over to the tab. There's a show for Classics by Request. Right now, that's on Saturdays from 1 to 4, and you help me pick the playlist. It's super fun. NPR News is up next. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Osburgh Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. And the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series. Starting on Wednesday, January 7th, it introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. More info at yogacenteroflawrence.org. This is KPR.
KPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston.
And the survey used to track unemployment was not conducted in October. The unemployment rate for November was 4.6%. That's up from 4.4% in September and the highest jobless rate since the fall of 2021. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are trading mixed on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 235 points, the Nasdaq up 3. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is Kansas Public Radio. Three Advent carols here for us on Kansas Public Radio by the Washington Saxophone Quartet. Ooh, I love the saxophone. Good morning. It is, wow, what time is it? It's almost 11:15, and we are in the 40s now here at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence. I'm Destiny, your new music director. Happy to be here with you. I've got some Hanukkah music and something very famous from the Nutcracker coming up in a little bit. But occasionally, I like to program one of those oldie but goodie recordings that I like to call it. You know, a historical perspective on the way things used to be with musicians. And Jacqueline Dupre was a brilliant young cellist whose life was tragically cut short due to illness. But we are so lucky to actually have a recording of her performing Elgar's Cello Concerto. This is from quite some time ago with Sir John Barbaroli conducting the London Symphony Orchestra, but it is a gem. So I hope you enjoy it. Even though I'm a violinist, you're getting a lot of cello music today. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio, Elgar Cello Concerto. The great Jacqueline Dupre here on Kansas Public Radio playing Elgar's Cello Concerto, Sir John Barbaroli, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Wow, that was a great recording. I hope you liked listening to it. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. I've got some Hanukkah and some Nutcracker coming up for you. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. And Nuvant House of Lawrence offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. All right, friends, how about a little Hanukkah music amidst all of the Christmas music? This is a traditional Kwanzaa Hanukkah suite. Enjoy on KPR. A traditional Kwanzaa Hanukkah suite here on Kansas Public Radio. Some fun music this morning, and I've got one of my all-time favorites from the Nutcracker coming up. Hopefully one of your all-time favorites, in fact. Indeed I do. This afternoon, Jeff has a little more old world and old words Christmas music for us, plus Haydn's 30th Piano Trio. That's from 12 to 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers. Oh, that's always a fun one indeed. And by the way, if you've got something really special you would like to hear on the radio, you can let me know. I've got classics by request on Saturdays from 1 to 4 right now. Just go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. It is a super fun show. I love hearing from all of you. Don't worry about spelling anything correctly. You can even be anonymous. You can even let me know the type of mood you're in or the type of music you'd like to hear, and I'll find you something. Again, that is Saturdays, 1 to 4, Classics by Request. And now, Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker with the Berlin Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker with the Berlin Phil here on KPR. Raise your hand if you were dancing to that. Raise them higher. I can't see you from the station. Just kidding. If you're driving, don't raise your hands. Keep them on the wheel. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour, this morning. We are about to high noon. It's 45 degrees outside. And for those of you that are just tuning in, as they say, I am Destiny, your new music director, and Cordelia had me take the music director pledge, the classical friend pledge, yesterday. Part of that was to never make fun of the Pachelbel canon, so I am going to feature that this week, maybe tomorrow or Thursday. I think it's a beautiful piece of music. I'll see what kind of nice recording I can find for you. While you're listening to more music this afternoon, be sure to go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and help me plan my Saturday show. It'd be good to hear from you. This is Kansas Public Radio. And I'm back. Surprise, my little treat didn't play for you. So sad. Well, you'll just have to listen to my voice yet again. Guess that's what happens to the newbie on the job. Anyhow, like I was saying, Classics by Request, it's Saturdays, 1 to 4. It's actually really fun. I've heard from a lot of you, and some of my favorite requests, well, anytime you request something by Beethoven, it's very highly likely going to be played, and the William Tell Overture never gets old, indeed. Are there any new things that you haven't heard before on the radio that you would like to suggest? Well, there's a way. go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can also put a little slash in the URL bar, classics by request. You can also navigate over to our shows tab. Indeed, you can. And there's a form you can fill out. You can be anonymous if you would like. Don't worry about spelling anything correctly. I usually can figure it out. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, the app, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information is at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Jeff Watson is up with more music for you. We are at 46 degrees, folks. We just climbed a degree. Hooray. In Lawrence, this is Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is up next.
Live,